Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, host of The Message and The Messenger. We're on this place at BBS every Sunday this time, and every other Saturday starting out at this time also. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. It is my pleasure to be here and meet with you, have these discussions one-on-one with the world listening. So, if we have some new individuals out there who are not familiar with my work, what I do is there's a part of my mind that connects with the universal Akashic Records in the center of the cosmos. This is the place where all of your history as a soul has been recorded. And we're able to tap into this. And on this show, what we do is mini readings. You can also order a full-blown reading of your most important questions at the moment, and can be ordered at my website, carolynevers.com. So we do mini readings for people while we're on the show, and we also bring forth information that I think is very relevant and important. Today, I want to discuss remembering past lifetimes. Now, I know some people say, well, I'm not so interested in past lifetimes. I'm interested in what is happening to me today. But the history of the past lifetimes has a very great influence on what is happening with you today. And let's just talk about that a little bit. There are emotions, some positive, some negative, that ties us to a soul, meaning we have made connections with them to work out these emotions, and many times we can be meeting with them lifetime after lifetime. And if this is a love emotion that is tying you to this soul and you're in service to one another, that's marvelous. But if this tie is something that is a challenge to you, you might not want to be connected with them anymore in either this lifetime or lifetimes in the future. So I want, because I think this is such an important issue, I want to discuss this a little bit. Some of the things that we learn is there will always be a recognition between a mother and a child. And this is a vibrational recognition. And it is simply because a soul came through a mother's physical to enter this world, and so there is a connection in vibration. And no matter where these two souls are, when they pass one another, they will recognize that. So I like to mention this in case there is anyone out there who maybe has a child that is on the other side right now, or a miscarriage. This soul knows you. You know this soul. That connection will always be remembered. Now let's talk for a second about a soul where you have a connection, a sharing love with one another. Now, meeting someone one lifetime, well, maybe they have been a companion or you've been a friend, and there is no issues between you that you have to come back and recognize or resolve, then there is not a pattern. But if you have a lifetime with someone, and let's say it has been a challenging lifetime, and we're going to get into that. Now, you know what challenge is. You might have somebody at work that is a real challenge to be around. You might even be married to one. You might be married to a companion that everything between the two of you is a real challenge. And you came together face to face to resolve those challenges, and maybe you feel like, well, I'm not having such good luck with this. So if you have, and what I am seeing in the research that I've done on this, if you have a individual that you have come and shared a lifetime with in some fashion for three or more times, then you have formed a pattern. And when you form a pattern, there is an attraction then. It's like your two ships passing one another in the night, so to speak, and these two alarm bells go off between the two of you, and it's like you got to be aware of one another, look at one another, perhaps come closer and find out more about one another, and it is this pattern that is drawing the two of you. And if you don't remember any past lifetimes, you might not be aware of what the purpose is between the two of you, that number one, you either have to resolve, or number two, you have just come to enjoy one another. So what happened in the past becomes very important, because if something happened in the past that was very traumatic, and maybe you've had several lives together where the relationship has been very traumatic, and you have formed this pattern, and you say to yourself, well, I want to resolve this. I really don't want to come back again and be involved in this situation. Therefore, it is important to be able to recognize this and to heal the memory. Also, when there is a pattern and there are several lifetimes involved in this, you might heal the memory of one lifetime and then another comes forward to be healed. We are so understanding of linear time. You know, we get up for breakfast. We get up in the morning, we might have breakfast. We go to work. We come home, we become involved in family issues, and this schedule happens day after day, and so we can follow these periods where it is like a string of events, one after another, and we're so accustomed to this. But when you get into the area of the soul where you get into the upper planes, or where our spiritual subtle body has connection to the upper planes, there is not linear time. And that is why this is become so important for us to clear these patterns, to remember past lifetimes, and to understand this, because our emotions become triggered. And if you think about the physical body and the subtle bodies, it is this emotional subtle body that sits right next to the physical body. So when we begin to trigger some of these past lifetimes, and we trigger these because this individual now has come into our life, they have a new face. They might have been a male in that lifetime and are a female this time, but the body remembers. The physical remembers. And so if this individual was an enemy in the past, and maybe there was a very traumatic event between the two of you, the physical will remember this, even though you don't consciously remember. And something registers there. And what registers there becomes emotions. And it is very important to learn how to listen to your emotions, to really look into, why am I feeling that way? What they said to me should not have caused this suspicion in my mind. It shouldn't have brought up this emotion. Why am I feeling this way? What they're saying on the surface seems relatively benign, but yet I've got this feeling inside of me. Maybe this feeling of distrust, maybe even it is greater than distrust. You might even feel some hatred for some reason. You don't understand why. You start picking apart everything about this individual, and there is nothing that they have said or actually done to make you feel this way, or else you might feel threatened in some way. You might feel that you're hearing these words, and there is something beneath the words that makes you feel powerless. Well, we have a caller, and apparently something that I said triggered a response. Your name, please.
Yes, my name is Elaine.
Elaine. Well, what's going through your mind, Elaine? What can we help you with today?
I'd like to know if you could connect me to my mother on the other side.
Oh, well, let's see what we do. Elaine, what I usually do is call someone from the spiritual hierarchy to come in and do this service. And let's see who is willing to do this. Has your mother been on the other side for very long?
About 4 years.
Oh, okay. So she's had an opportunity to become adjusted. Let me see who's willing to come here and help. Okay. Do you have a close connection with Archangel Michael?
What do you mean by close connection?
Well, maybe you feel that he is guiding you in some...
Well, sometimes I ask for St. Michael to help me, you know, the angels.
Uh-huh. Because he is the one that came forward. That's why I asked. Usually, the one who comes forward to help with this is someone that the individual has been working with in some fashion. And if you don't mind me giving you a message first, he wants to suggest something to you before he discusses your mom. Is that okay?
Could you talk louder? I can't hear the question.
I said he wants to give you a message first before he discusses your mom. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. He is saying, yes, he is so aware that you do meditate, but he is suggesting that you meditate a little bit more. Would you agree or disagree with this, Elaine, that you do meditate, but perhaps not as much as you could on, say, a regular basis?
I guess so. I don't meditate that often.
Ah, okay. That response is like confirming what he is suggesting that you do. And he is saying that if you would meditate a little bit more, that you would prepare yourself for some mission that you have volunteered to do. So, Elaine, do you feel sometimes like there is something that you need to do, but you're not quite sure what it is?
Well, I'd like to know my mission in life.
Okay, so you, I think this is really what he is alluding to, that he's telling you that you have a very important mission in this lifetime. And if you knew all of the details about it, you might feel overwhelmed because your mission is a very important mission. And what he means by mission, Elaine, is before we come into this lifetime, we make promises to our soul and to other groups that we are working with. And he is saying that you have a very important mission, and part of that mission is to work with the energies that are coming into position that have to do with ascension. He said these are very important energies, and you have worked with energies in the past, and you are a high initiate where energies are concerned. and to be able to work with those energies to keep the body balanced and to do what you need to do, that you must open a spiritual center that you can only reach through meditation. Now, did you hear all of that?
In other words, to open up a spiritual center for meditation?
Right, and you need to open up a spiritual center that one does in meditation. And what that is making a connection to your higher mind. And that is extremely important, because the higher mind is an entranceway to the soul. And it is your soul that can give you directions directly as to what you are supposed to be doing, that you will be able to be prompted by your soul. And in this cooperation, your soul will guide you as to the route that you need to take. So that is his suggestion to you. He says that, you know, one can either accept it or not accept it, but if you do accept it and you work with meditation and you open up this connection to your higher mind, you will allow him to come in directly and speak to you. He is saying you are one of his light workers. And so he is inviting you to have a relationship with him, is what this discussion is about, Elaine. He is opening up the doorway. He is inviting you to come closer to him. And this is done first by meditating a little more. So let's see what he says now about your mom. And I'm going to take a moment right now, because what he wants me to do is to relax. He wants to show me a picture of, in my mind's eye, as to what your mom is actually doing on the other side. And he is telling me first that your mom has connected to her soul's experience, meaning that all the different lifetimes that she had, that she gathered experience. And some of that experience was very varied, that she didn't show all of her abilities in this lifetime, but as she connected to the other lifetimes, she then remembered all of the gifts that she had in these other lifetimes. So that your mom has integrated this, and because she has integrated this information from past lifetimes, that she is able to follow the role of the healer, and that she had great gifts as a healer. She didn't demonstrate all of these in this lifetime, so you might not understand her role now. He is showing me different temples where she has been a priestess, where she followed Isis, where she was in the Greek, well, she was in temples in Atlantis. She was in the Greek temples. She was in the Roman temples. She was also in the Egyptian temples. When she came in this lifetime, she did not play that role again. But she is in that role on the other side, working as the priestess, working as the healer. And so this is her job presently. Now, how that job at, or the role of the priestess and the healer is being integrated on this planet, he is having me search and look into the Middle East, because there is a great deal of, well, he's showing me the waves of energy there. And these waves of energy is two waves that is challenging one another. It is those people who wish to be free, who wish to throw off the yoke of those who wish to control them. And then there is the other wave of those who wish to use the people as they see fit, use them as a pawn, so to speak, and is using them in the layer of darkness. So there's two energy waves that are clashing against one another, those who wish to be free and those who wish to control. And he says, this is where your mom is working, that she remembers her past. She remembers being the healer. She remembers working with energy. And this is what she is doing now. So in essence, she is working for peace, but her primary responsibility is to help those who are fighting for freedom. And he is showing me that there is a connection between her and the higher realms. And she is acting as a conduit, bringing these energies of healing down to those in the Middle East who are fighting the fight for freedom, that this is her job now. She is working with energy, she is working with color, and she is working with sound. She did these things in the past, she connected to them, and that is what she is doing at the moment. And she also sends you her love, is what Archangel Michael is saying. So, Elaine, your mom's working very hard for the freedom of the new earth, dear.
And could you tell me what a light worker is? You said my life mission is as a light worker. What is a light worker?
Well, there are families of souls, and Archangel Michael came to this planet with people who were aligned with him, working for the light. They came here to help. They watched the different creative forces as this planet was created, and they held the space. Energetically, they held the space when this planet was created. And he is saying that he was there with his light workers. He considers your mom one of his light workers, and he considers you one of your light workers. And his invitation to you to meditate is he wants you to become aware of this connection. Call him in to your circle. And he is saying, make a special place in your home. You might be attracted to lighting a candle or using flower essences or listening to music. Call him in. He will help you to meditate. He will help to connect to you to help you find that gateway to the higher mind. He is saying you and he have much work to do. So, Elaine, that was a very, I think, important and beautiful message.
Yes, it was. And could you give me your website?
My website is Carolyn, Carolyn Evers, Evers .com. And if you're so inclined, you might want to order at least a mini reading there, because I think it's the time now for you to know what your mission is, what you promised to do. And I think there's a part of your soul that is searching for that. And I think if you got more information, it would help you to awaken. And Archangel Michael is mentioning something else. And what he is saying is so many of his light workers have not awakened yet. And that is the reason why he has come to you. He says you are very special as so many, as all the other, his other light workers are special, and he made a promise to you and all the other light workers that this is the time when he would come and awaken you. He made this promise. So, dear, that was a very special invitation by a very special being.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, dear. So I suspect, my friends, that there are many people out there that Archangel Michael is working to awaken and call on him, meditate a little bit more. And if you want more information on meditation, how to reach the higher mind, give me a call. We'll discuss that. Our topic right now is remembering past lifetimes and how important that is. How meeting people trigger emotions, either very loving and positive or negative elements, fear, suspicion, maybe even hatred, distrust of some sort. Maybe you have met somebody and every single thing that they say really turns you off. You've tried very hard to get along with them, but for whatever reason, they just seem to rub you the wrong way. You see, emotions is like a picture into the past. And any time that you start feeling these kinds of emotions, even a love emotion, sit down with it in a quiet place. And it is very important to put yourself into a higher state of mind. While we're talking about that, I think I'd like to touch base a little bit on this, about the different states. Well, what we're in right now is beta. I'm chatting away with you and my mind is engaged. Because there are thoughts shooting around, and those waves that are going on in the brain are rather quick right now because I'm engaged in discussion. And so when you start relaxing and when you stop talking and you become more introspective, there is another cycle of brain activity that is slower. And people call that alpha state. Now, how do you recognize when you're in alpha state? Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say you drive back and forth to work every day. You take the same route, you're following the same road, and you've done it so many times that it is like you don't pay attention to every little turn and twist in the road. You just, there's a part of you that is like on automatic pilot. And you know that you've done this because you get to your destination and it's like, oh my golly, we're here already. I know we all do this. And the mind is like thinking of something else as the body is going along automatically doing the driving. Maybe that's why there's so many cell phone people on the road. I don't know, but there's this part of your mind that disengages from the physical activity. And if that is just one example, I'll give you another example. You're ready to go to bed, and you get in bed. Maybe you're tired. You're really fatigued, and you get in bed, and as you stop thinking about the thoughts of the day, the body starts to relax, and there is a moment. You might understand this moment that I'm referring to. It's like the body lets go. It's like the body is getting ready for sleep. And you leave the cares of this world behind, and you go into something deeper. Now, you can hear the people around you. You know, if somebody called your name, you'd hear it. You would be very much aware of it. But the body slows down, and that's one of the things that you know that you are moving into the alpha state, is the body activity slows up. Maybe the pulse slows up. The thoughts slow up. And there is this moment when you just know you've crossed the threshold and you become very relaxed. That becomes, my friends, the doorway of walking into a state where you can start to touch the energy that is in another realm. You usually become more intuitive. If you feel some of these emotions, like I said earlier in the day, where an individual, like I said, rubbed you the wrong way, you can start asking questions then. What is it about this person that has agitated me? And just be quiet with it and allow the answer to come through. Now, we have another person who is called, and you're... Hello, this is Ruth Ann. Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I guess I lost you. And so, hello, Carolyn?
Yes.
Oh, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I lost the call there for a moment. This is Ruth Ann. Oh, hi, Ruth Ann. How are you, darling?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, we're great. What can we do for you, dear?
Well, I have a question regarding my daughter, who is a young adult. She's a lovely, bright lady who works with children, and we have a wonderful relationship. My question has to do with the fact that she does have an anxiety disorder that's developed over the past 5 years, and I just want to know how I might be able to better assist her, perhaps in healing this disorder, and I thought it would be helpful. I'm sorry. I thought it would be very helpful if I understood our relationship better, if there was some information you could provide to me that would allow me to understand, you know,
well, first of all,
Ruthie,
because you are her mother, you have the right to this information as it concerns you. In other words, ordinarily, we are not able to share information with people if there's not this relationship. You have a relationship with her, and as your mother, as her mother, you have the right to understand what is going on in her mind. Now, what makes you think she has an anxiety pattern?
Well, she does. She's had, you know, she's been seeing doctors. She has panic attacks. She has been on different medications. She has a history of this. You know, it started in high school through college. She's very much a perfectionist and one of those people who tries too hard. So she's developed a pattern of becoming anxious.
And you know, this really ties into what I've been talking about today, Ruthie, and that's patterns. And my feeling about that is when people have anxiety attacks, there's something going on in their life where there is a pattern that needs to be cleared. And my feeling is that that's the underlying cause of anxiety attacks. And I'm not suggesting that she not see a doctor about this, but when you're not clearing the pattern, I mean, the medication can take away symptoms, but one does need to get below the symptom and find out the reason and work on the pattern. I suspect that she is going to have to work on this. I've got my own thoughts about this. Let me see if my thoughts are accurate, and let's see what information we can get. So hold the line,
okay. regime? She has gone off her medication. She's realized that going that route has taken her nowhere and is more open now to resolving this on her own. However, she doesn't seem to have the direction she needs for how to heal herself.
Right.
And I just wanted to know if I could help her.
And so many times, medication causes other problems. And if I think if a person takes medication for a while and there's no positive result for it over a period of time, then it's time to start looking at something else. I want to give you an answer. What I do suggest, if she is open-minded about it, is to have her call in next Saturday when Charlene is on the healing show, that she can help with making changes in the DNA. But let me see what I can get from
wonderful.
This. Yeah, let me see what I can find out about this right now, Ruthanne.
Thank you.
There's one of the cherubims have come forth with her record, and what she is saying is understand that we can only give you the information that has to do with your relationship with her as her mother, but that these anxiety attacks that she is working through is, well, I'm sure you know this, Ruthanne, it's the subconscious coming forward to the consciousness to let her know that there is a problem that needs to be cleared. Has this come forth in her dream state?
I'm sorry, did you say...
Has any of this anxiety come forth in her dream state?
Well, she is quite troubled with nightmares.
Well, this is what they're showing me, that well, they're telling me dream state, and you're telling me nightmares. We're really talking about the same thing.
Yes.
And because this is not being cleared in the conscious mind, that it is the subconscious at work when she goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in the sleep state, in other words, if we don't clear away what is in the conscious state that we must clear, then that anxiety we will feel in the dream state, or as you say, nightmares, and that is the reason why she's having this affect her in the dream state with nightmares. And what I am seeing here, they're showing me the situation behind it, but I really don't feel that this is something that I should discuss on the air. It was there was some traumatic things in her lifetime that has not been healed. Now, not this lifetime, but in past lifetimes, that has not been healed. But Ruthanne, we can get to the bottom of this on Saturday. If you would get her to call when Charlene is here, we could work on that.
I hope I can do that. She works with children on Saturdays, and
well,
if she cannot
call in on Saturday, she always has the option of asking for private work with Charlene. If she's open to it, she could make an appointment with Charlene, and Charlene could clear her privately outside of the radio show.
Wonderful. This is what I was hoping to find out, is what direction I might try to suggest to her. So I so appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, as I said, the angel showed me the events in her life. That is a pattern that needs to be cleared. It is a trauma in a past lifetime, and this is coming up to be cleared. And I think it is more than just one lifetime, but it is a traumatic situation that happened in past lifetimes. You know, Ruthanne, this happens to all of us. We have been soldiers on the front line working for the light. I do believe this is true of your daughter also, as it is true of you. Your daughter has been in the front lines, as you have been, and when people take the battle or the banner and battle of the light, the dark many times attacked them and ended their life in very traumatic ways. You know what I'm saying, don't you?
Yes, I understand, yes.
Okay, well, this is the situation with your daughter. She has mm-hmm. that pattern to clear, and I do believe that this would be a simple thing.
Oh, wonderful.
It might take more
so
than one time to clear it, because there's more than one lifetime behind this, but this is what it is. It's the body is remembering this past life trauma that is coming up to be cleared, and this is causing anxiety attacks, it is causing the nightmares, and she can be released from it.
I see. The reason I wanted to ask for some insight is her life from the time she's been born has been really pretty idyllic, and I just couldn't understand where this was coming from exactly. There's a lot of pressure on people in college, and
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe that was it, but I'm beginning to think now that she's out of that environment and into another type of lifestyle, this anxiety continues, so I was thinking it would be something deeper, perhaps.
Well, I suspect that it is from what I was being shown. You see, I've had people who, let me put it to you this way. When I clear a lifetime, I sometimes do it on my own, but many times I do it with energy healers that I trust. And when I clear some of these past lifetimes, they see the lifetime and I see the lifetime. And it is amazing how once you see that lifetime and you heal the memory of it, it is gone like it didn't exist. And
exactly.
Something that continues to reinforce itself like this is certainly an indication of that. Have you found that her dreams are coming closer, the nightmares that you call, are they coming closer together?
Recently I haven't talked to her about the nightmares. I know when she was young, she would have, growing up living in my home, she had very disturbing nightmares, and she kept telling me, I thought, well, children have nightmares, and they work things through. But she said hers are extremely troubling and very upsetting. They would upset her throughout the entire day. And I just really didn't know how to deal with that at the time.
No, and you took her to see for help, and they give medication, and you find that the medication doesn't take away the nightmares. Anyway, Ruthanne, help is on the way, darling.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. That's wonderful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's interesting how people call and with a question that is very apropos to the topic. I was involved with a friend who had nightmares from little up. She had this nightmare her whole life. And what she heard there was the same dialogue going on in the nightmares, and it was basically she was being murdered, and the words that were spoken to her as she was being threatened with death was the same thing over and over again. And she'd go to bed at night, and she would pray, and she'd put up protection, and she always had the same nightmare. And it was interesting because when she talked to me, the reason I was so aware of this lifetime that was causing her this anxiety is that I played a role in that lifetime. And it went back to when we cleared it. The two of us remembered this and cleared it. And she said to me, because she's very skeptical about things, I hear you. Just let me finish up this one sentence. We actually did the research and found out that this was the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre that went on between the Protestants and the Christians. And when we remembered that, we cleared it, and she never had another dream after that. So some of this stuff is really very dramatic. And your name, caller?
This is Lila.
Hi, Lila. What's going on, dear?
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear this lady ask about her mother. I'm in the midst of writing my mother's memoirs right now. And I wonder if you could tell me what she is doing at the present moment.
Isn't it interesting, the synchronicity of all of this? So you're writing your mom's memoirs, huh?
Yes.
Your mom that was so special that you wanted to write her memoirs?
She was a very special lady. Tremendous influence in my life in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a very special person.
Mm-hmm.
She died in 1988.
Oh, I thought maybe there was something historical that she was connected to when you talked about memoirs.
Well, I know she had she had to be a healer, and she had her heart's desire was to have a sanatorium where she could bring people to be healed naturally with proper diet and all
right.
Natural. Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful that you were brought up by such a marvelous individual?
Oh, I know. She
has
so many talents, so many ways.
Right. Well, let's see who wants to become involved in this. I had to laugh at this. Now you know who's coming to tell us about this situation, don't you?
Oh, yes. Archangel Mikael.
Yes, he's
right.
Yes, he's right there. And what he's showing me is that you and your mom, well, I think you probably know this. You and your mom have had many relationships together. You know that, don't you?
I wasn't sure.
Well, didn't you have this sense of it? I mean, this understanding that the two of you had, you were very comfortable in each other's company. And so on a personal level, I think you really touched base with her and understood her, didn't you?
Pretty much so. There were times when we did not meet on a comfortable level where she was kind of like, I'm your mother and you do what I say, this type of thing. And so it wasn't really a friendship. It was more like mother and daughter. She's very strict. But still there were times we were very close.
Well, what he's showing me is that point of view about listening to me, I'm your mother, that was a particular lesson that you had to learn that had to do with surrender. And once you got to that point where you felt surrender, I would suspect that the two of you got along quite well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That the surrender aspect is what she came to teach you. And once you learned it, the friction, there wasn't any friction there. Let's see what he's going to show me by way of what she is doing right now.
Yes.
Did she love children?
Oh, yes, yes.
Because
very much
this is what he is showing me. Now, there's other people who do this, too. She's not the only one. But he is showing me an area of healing where there are people who are taking care of young souls. Well, these are infants more so than, say, young children. These are little infants that have crossed over, and there is much trauma in their life because their lives were cut short in a great deal of violence. Mm-hmm. And she's not working with those in the Middle East. He's showing me that she is working, I'm seeing Africa.
On what?
Africa.
Oh,
the brutality in Africa that is involved with racial cleansing.
Uh-huh.
These little children that have been murdered brutally.
Mm.
That they are the ones that she has chosen to work with, and Archangel is showing me that she's very affectionate. It is like she is holding these souls in a love energy, that they've been traumatized. And so when they cross over, she works with them to the point of helping to eliminate some of the trauma, and then she turns them over to others. In other words, they have so much trauma around themselves at these very violent deaths that they have to be calmed and balanced before they can be taught about what is on the other side by way of growth and learning. So she takes care of them for a while, and then when she has eliminated enough trauma that they can be taught and taken care of spiritually, then she turns them over to others.
So she handles the hard part, huh?
Yeah, well, she chose that work. Archangel is saying she chose that work because she loves children so. And when she saw these little innocent ones who were made to suffer, that is what she wanted to do. That souls who are advanced enough are shown several things that they can do. And she had several choices in which to follow, and she chose that.
Hmm.
So, my dear, we are up to the hour when we have to get off. So we have to say goodbye to you and everyone else, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed that.
My pleasure. And for those who might want to have a reading, my website is carolynevers.com. What comes out in the readings are quite remarkable. So goodbye for now. See you next week.